We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. And thank you to our producer holding it down tonight, Chris Hess. He's in New York City. I have no idea where you're at, but you're listening to me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, every single weekday. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you can ask the speaker. Yes, you can talk to the machine. Where you been? It's 2024. You can ask the smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm only going to be here for one more hour. Then I got to shut up and I got to leave. That's just how it goes. Oh, yeah, this is my last show of the week, by the way. I'll be back on Monday. Anyway, you want to holler at me? It's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Me, I'm on the internet. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Just minding my business, having a good old time. Oh, what a good time for everybody. NFL preseason is underway. Not that you care. Do you? Maybe. The Texans are leading the Chicago Bears in this Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. They lead them 10-7. There's no C.J. Stroud. He's wearing a T-shirt. There's no Caleb Williams. He is also wearing a T-shirt. And so I roll my eyes. And tonight we saw the debut of the new kickoff in the NFL. You know, the kicker's by himself at like the 35. The other 10 players on the kicking team are about 10 yards away from the return team. You got two guys who can return the ball. And so, yeah, we'll get used to it. It's something for everybody to get used to. We've talked about that. It's been a busy day. This sucks. Well, Chris, should we do the good news or the bad news of the day? Which one? The good news. Okay, let's do the good news. Let's start off with Team USA. Because Team USA, at least from the women's perspective, they had themselves a good old day. First of all, Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky continue to kill it for Team USA and for themselves individually. Katie Ledecky, she won her 13th Olympic medal today. More medals than any U.S. female swimmer ever. She won silver in the 200-meter relay today. Tomorrow, she goes for the gold in the 800-meter freestyle all by herself. Katie Ledecky, 8 gold medals, 4 silvers, and 1 bronze total. She's a winner. Simone Biles keeps on winning as well. She's also 27 years old. Today, she won gold for the all-around competition. She now has 9 total medals. Simone Biles, 6 of them, gold. She has 3 more competitions on Saturday. She could win 3 more gold medals. Simone Biles is 27 years old. She's the oldest women's gymnastics champ since 1952. And I want you to hear this from Simone Biles, because after the competition, she put on a goat chain. Good for her. And it's a pendant, okay? Don't think this is like one of these massive tires that some people put around their necks. She had a goat pendant. She put it on. And afterwards, when she sat down at her press conference, Simone Biles was asked about being the greatest of all time. And she just had to go, man, this is really something to think about. Listen to Simone Biles, courtesy of the Olympics.
3 years ago, I never thought I'd step foot on a gymnastics floor again just because of everything that had happened. But with the help of Cecile and Laurent, I got back in the gym and worked really hard mentally and physically. Even this morning at 7 a.m., I saw my therapist, and there's a time change. So she is so amazing for allowing me to do that these couple of days here in Paris. So just making sure I'm mentally well. I think you see that out on the competition floor. And then my goat necklace is just kind of an ode because the people love it and then some people hate it. So it's like the best of both worlds. And I was like, okay, if it goes well, we'll wear the goat necklace. I know people will go crazy over it. But at the end of the day, it is crazy that I am in the conversation of greatest of all athletes, because I just still think I'm Simone Biles from Spring, Texas that loves to flip.
Good for her. And I hope she wins. I hope she wins more gold on Saturday. Three more gold medals for Simone Biles. Suni Lee, her teammate, it came in third place today. She walked away with bronze. And then also, this is good news for the women as well on the basketball team. The U.S. women, they beat Belgium 87-74. Breonna Stewart, 26 points. Asia Wilson, 23 points. Diana Taurasi, 0 points. U.S. women are going to take on Germany on Sunday morning. Now, here's some of the bad news, people. Justin Herbert, quarterback for the Chargers, he has plantar fasciitis in his foot. Justin Herbert is going to be walking around in a boot for the next 2 weeks. And that ain't no guarantee. He may have to walk around in a boot for longer than 2 weeks. And it was only a couple of days ago that Justin Herbert, he sat down with the NFL Network, and he was also excited for this upcoming season. Listen to this.
You know, I think we got an awesome locker room. We got a bunch of guys that have stuck together, and, you know, through thick and thin, we believe in each other. And we've got a coaching staff that believes us in the well, and looking forward to all the work that we've put in, that we're going to put in, you know, a lot to look forward to, especially.
Now he waits. That's it. It's not to say that the season is cooked or that he's cooked or any of that. It's just he ain't playing right now. Good luck. Good luck to Justin Herbert. Good luck with dealing with Jim Harbaugh. If Herbert takes too long, Jim Harbaugh might insert himself into the game. We'll see what happens. Also, another injury. This sucks as well, especially for the Tennessee Titans. DeAndre Hopkins is hurt. This man has a strained knee. He is going to be out for a month minimum. Come on. That's going to put him right in line to either start right at the beginning of the regular season or miss the start of the regular season. He's still a good player. DeAndre Hopkins last year hauled in 1,000 yards receiving in addition to 7 touchdowns. He ain't cooked yet. Maybe Father Time is catching up with him. Stinks. Oh, yeah, and then another, speaking of injuries, this is a king of all injuries, and this is not football. Mike Trout is done for the season. Yep. You heard me correctly. Mike Trout, who had surgery like 2 months ago, May. I think that's 2 months ago, if I can count correctly. This man had meniscus surgery, tried to come back and play in the minors, had to exit the game after 2 innings. They were like, oh, it's just the scar tissue breaking up. He tore his meniscus again after 29 regular season games. Mike Trout is done for the season. It sucks. It sucks being an Angels fan. I wish I could go back in time and redo my top 6 list from yesterday, taking a look at some of the fan bases in the world of sports who are suffering the most I had the Athletics at number one. I should cram the Angels in there. They're the team that needs to move. Why the hell does Los Angeles need another team that nobody cares about? That's not even in Los Angeles. They're in Anaheim. Might as well sell them back to Disney or something like that. Nobody needs this crap. Good luck to Mike Trout and whatever the hell he does in the future, because baseball is not a part of it. And he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. That's the crazy part. Three MVPs, 11 All-Star appearances. Oh, yeah. His contract, the one that he signed for $426 million, it doesn't end until 2030. Unless his back or his knee gives in, this man going to get paid. He has gotten paid. And damn it, the Angels are a disaster. Sorry. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mike is calling from San Diego. Hey, how are you, Mike? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a question for you. After the, you know, the deadline's been passed and all that, and of course I'm a San Diego Padres fan.
Okay.
I'm wondering what you're thinking about. What would you give our chances to possibly chase down the Dodgers, and or what do you think our chances of making the playoffs are?
I think the chances of them making the playoffs are high. And I would think if you're A.J. Preller, you better hope that they make the playoffs. Otherwise, they're going to be looking to go out there and give him the boot. I mean, if you think about the beginning of the season, bringing in Dylan Cease, if you think about the middle of the season, bringing in Arias, if you think about what they just did by bringing in Tanner Scott, like, there would be an expectation for them to at least get a wild card, don't you think?
Yeah, the what San Diego and everybody already knows is, like, if this blows up in AJ's face, that everybody knows he's going to be gone. But we are I'm not saying we're cocky, but right now we are looking for a rematch with the Philadelphia, basically. So I don't know how you want to take that, but that's how the team meshes. It's a lot different from Juan last year. All the best luck to Juan Soto. I love that dude, but he just wasn't a Padre. I don't know how to explain it, but I hope you kind of know what I'm talking about.
Why would you be concerned with getting back? As I would just be concerned. We're getting into the postseason and hoping that, A, I can have some of my starting pitching be healthy, and then, B, just trying to go on a run. I wouldn't be worried about a revenge tour. Not at all.
Yeah, we're all hoping that Joe Musgrove, he's going to want to come back, but we don't want him to come back and all of a sudden he pushes too hard and he gets injured again. So.
Right.
We're happy with what we got, but I'm just curious on what your thought was on the Padres, and I appreciate you taking my call.
No problem, Mike. I think they can make the postseason as a wild card because they let everybody and their mother into the postseason. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for calling from San Diego. I mean, adding in the talent that they brought in as well, that ain't going to harm anything. It would be a disaster if they did not make the postseason. And I wouldn't be out here looking for revenge against anybody, because the last time that I remember watching the Padres in the World Series, it was 1998, and Tony Gwynn was in the outfield, okay? That is the last time I remember watching the Padres in the World Series. Leave the whole revenge thing alone. Just stay away from that, please. But they should be fine. The Dodgers, I don't think, are going to run away with the world. Are they still expected? Do I think they're going to hold on to the NL West? Yes, I do. Am I worried about – if I'm the Padres, I'm just worried about me. Don't worry about anybody else. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Alan is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Alan, how are you this afternoon, this evening?
Everything's great.
And, it's good to –
enjoying myself as usual.
Good.
I'm all day, every day, and I'm very happy to be fully retired.
I'm happy that you're happy, and I'm happy that you're retired. What's on your mind?
Can you blame Shohei Ohtani for leaving the Angels?
I certainly can't.
He went 26 miles down the freeway. I certainly can't because he wants to be on a winner or even a contender, you know.
Yeah.
And RJ, Artie Marino, he definitely has more dollars and cents. Since they last won the World Series in 2002, they've won one playoff series in 2009 against the Boston Red Sox, and Mike Trout has only appeared in one playoff series, and that goes in 2014,
yes.
And they were swept by the Kansas City Royals. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's this team is just an absolute joke.
Yeah,
they lost 14 in a row in 2022.
Alan, we don't. I can summarize this very quickly. They suck. They're garbage. Okay, that's it. We don't need to run down their resume of how. Alan, you ever seen an ugly person and then you just told them every ugly feature on their face?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what I'm just saying. That's what you were doing. I could say Mike Trout is garbage, and well, he's hurt. I'm not gonna call a guy garbage. He can't play. Anthony Rendon is garbage because he doesn't like baseball. And we could stop there and then just say Artie Moreno should have sold the team last year when he thought about it.
And Rendon, he had 34 home runs in 2019 when the Nationals won the World Series. He's had 22 home runs in the last 5 years. So
that's what happens when people get paid. You ever got a lot of money and quit on anything, Alan?
Yeah.
Not you.
I've hit my face quite a number of times.
Excuse me, what happens to your face? What?
I've had egg and cream pie thrown all over my
face. Oh, that's not
a lot of bad predictions, a lot of forecasts that have gone wrong.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Okay, well, good. And anything else, Alan?
You should have, that's right, upon further review, you should have put them in your top six list yesterday.
Yeah,
with you 100%.
If Mike Trout would have got hurt or been called out 24 hours earlier, then we would have. Well, thank you, Alan.
Okay, that's
all right. Yes, more?
No, your program is great.
Well, thank you.
For everything else, there's MasterCard. Listening and talking to you, priceless.
Oh, how about that? We're going to chop that up and use it in perpetuity. Thank you, Alan.
And as soon as I get over to Atlanta, I'm going to look you up and very eager to meet you one day,
You've been telling me I started this show in 2020. It's 2024. You've been telling me that for 4 years. I'm gonna be out of a job before you do that. That's not funny. You're the retired one. I'm over here working. That's not funny.
No. Okay, one of these years when the opportunity presents itself.
Okay. All right. By that time, I will have moved to Siberia. Hey, Alan, thank you for calling from Toronto, man.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call, JR.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alan. Yeah, I will have moved to Siberia, gone out to the Philippines. I will have lived in Australia. By the time Alan is just like, hey, JR, meet me on Peachtree Street, I will have been gone, long gone. Thank you, Alan. And thank you to everybody listening up in Canada. I don't care if you're in Toronto or you could be in Vancouver, or Edmonton, or Montreal. Be anywhere. I'm just glad that you're here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, how about this? The Texans now lead 17-7. Cam Akers, a shout-out to our guest earlier in the show, Landry Locker, told us about it. 7 touches, 31 scrimmage yards, 1 touchdown. Cam Akers has ripped to shreds both of his Achilles. And now he's on the Texans trying for a comeback. Shout-outs to Landry Locker. He told us about this man. We have geniuses guests. A matter of fact, when we come back from break, we are really, really going to have a genius. We are going to be joined by Greg McCauley. Greg McCauley, he is the head of Merrill Private Wealth Management. Oh, yeah, we're talking about money because Merrill has teamed up with IMG Sports, the premier sports academy, getting our future athletes ready for the world, not just the field. Why did they team up with Merrill? They need to teach them about money and financial literacy. Especially with all these NIL deals and collectives and money flowing and flying all over the place. I'm going to ask Greg about this new partnership, but then also I'm going to ask him for some financial advice for me, for you, for our kids. I mean, if you got a child that's playing sports, Maybe they're going to make some money. Maybe they won't. I think you need to hear this conversation that I had with Greg McCauley. You will hear it on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. But I want to tell you this first. This is very important. This portion of the show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Greg McCauley on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, all over the United States of America. We know we got a busy weekend. We got the Olympics going on. We've also had NFL training camps. We got the Hall of Fame game. But we had a big announcement last week that I want to share with you. My good friends, Greg McCauley, Merrill Private Wealth Management, he's the head. They had an announcement last week that they are teaming up with IMG Academy to help educate students on financial literacy. We can learn about athletics, but it's also great to learn about how you can manage your money and your life as well. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, JR?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. This is a good time to have this chat, especially as we hear so much about young athletes who are finding wealth at an early age with NIL deals and in high school. There's just so much going on. Tell us about this new announcement, this partnership between Merrill and IMG.
Yeah, so we're really excited about it. I don't think I've ever been excited to start a school year, but this partnership is really based on providing financial education to their students. And it does come at an important time in their lives as you think about their ability to develop athletically as well as academically. IMG is really committed to having financial education as a big part of their enrichment program. And so when you think about the pathways that some of these students will follow, some will go on to get NIL opportunities, which is fantastic. And that has a set of factors that go into it at a young age, where they have to start to make financial decisions along with their parents that will require them to think about money in a different way, about their spending, their savings, their investing, as well as their ability to earn money and pay taxes on that. And so whether they do that, or maybe some will eventually go on to be pro athletes, or they'll go on to just enjoy their sport and maybe end up going to the Olympics someday and figuring out how to fund their own Olympic campaign. Or they'll play sports until the end of college, and then they'll go on to careers in science and math and technology and business and medicine. And so all of those pathways have financial implications. And our goal is to educate those students so that they're able to make great financial decisions regardless of the pathway that they follow in terms of their life.
Greg McCauley is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. As the head of Merrill Private Wealth, you guys decided to partner up with IMG. There's so many organizations out there. Why IMG specifically?
Well, IMG is really focused on delivering, you know, a great academic experience to their students, as well as great athletic development. And so for us, providing financial education to an organization that's committed to it really helps us be able to deliver great content and curriculum to them through our interactions with them on campus, not only with the students, but with their parents. And so it's really their commitment to this that helps us be able to get excited about it and to be able to create an opportunity to deliver great curriculum to them through our Better Money Habits program, which is Bank of America has developed over a long period of time. And through that curriculum, we're really able to deliver things that are fantastic and help them make better financial decisions, as well as be able to think about things like budgeting and how to save and the power of compounding, which has all been like topics that young people need to understand. And I think in a world today that's more complex, the earlier they're able to learn that, the better they're going to be for their entire lives.
Well, Greg, we got people listening in North America, whether they be in Canada, the United States of America, people whose kids are involved in youth leagues and high school leagues and traveling leagues and what have you. What is the biggest element of financial literacy as it relates to young people that you think gets omitted? What aren't young people not learning, even young?
I would say that really around the idea of a couple of concepts. One is around spending, right? So if you're able to properly manage your budget and properly manage your spending, it gives you the ability to save and invest. And that savings and investing is able to compound over time. And that's how wealth is really created. There's a very famous study called the Williams study, and it talks about the fact that like why wealth fades away after three generations. And it's usually gone after three generations, 90% of the time. And the reason for that is 24% of the time is because the rising generation is not educated. And 60% of the time, it's because of improper or bad communication between one generation and the next. If we're able to help the students at IMG avoid not being properly educated, then we're starting to change a generation in terms of their spending, their savings, their investing, and their sharing of that through their own giving to other causes over their lives.
Awesome. We're being joined by Greg McCauley. He's the head of Merrill Private Wealth Management. What are you hoping and expecting that these students take past their athletic life into, I don't want to say retirement. You think about retirement for a young person, it could be as young as 30 years old. But what do you want to come for them after that?
You know, really the ability to make good financial decisions, right? And to have the knowledge and ability and the confidence to make those decisions across the course of their lives. It will change their lives, and it potentially will change their children's lives. And so it becomes a generational process. And so that would be our hope, is that through the education that we do, you know, it makes them better to be able to make good financial decisions that impact them and the next generation beyond them. Across that population of people is like a major change and a major impact for them and their heirs.
It's commendable what you're doing. We hear and have heard so many horror stories and documentaries and books about people and athletes who have generated massive amounts of wealth to have to, you know, sell baseball cards in the back end of a mall. What is the biggest misstep? Is it taxes? Is it friends? Like, how can legends who've just accumulated so much wealth get back on track, if anyway?
Well, I think some of it is, it's a combination of things, right? So some of it is taxes, right? As people at a young age get wealth, they have to realize the impact of taxes. They have to realize their ability to be able to spend the right way and to be able to save. And so if you don't realize how your wages are taxed and what your spending is, it can end up like the situations that you just commented on, where people end up in financial situations that they never dreamed possible, given the wealth and their ability to earn more. That spending and that lack of savings compounds onto itself and causes problems. Whereas if you make good financial decisions, if you think about the need to put money away for taxes and the ability to save, it creates a completely different outcome over the course of one's life.
Greg McCauley joining us from Merrill Private Wealth Management. He's ahead even wilder over time. When you think about the current space that we currently occupy in the summer, it's the Olympics. We see athletes who are becoming famous. They're going to get marketing deals, and they have to understand how they manage that when they come back home, because, hey, they may not have this earning opportunity ever again, or who knows, for another 4 years.
That's right. And you think about that. Think about how hard they've worked to get to the Olympics, the amount of like sacrifice, not only in terms of their time and their development, but it costs a lot of money to run an Olympic campaign in any sport. And so whatever funding they've been able to get, they've had to sacrifice a lot to get there. And so the opportunities that they may have post the Olympics hopefully sets them up with the right financial education to make the right set of decisions so that it changes the outcome of their lives and their families' lives.
When you talk about the partnership that you guys have with IMG, where can people find out more information? And dare I say, are there further programs or additions that we can find out about more in the future?
Well, financial education, I think, has always been a hallmark of what Merrill Lynch has done and Bank of America has done throughout the history of our organization. And so, we're really big believers in being able to help with financial education. The information for the students will be delivered to them on campus and some of their online programs. But I think that any student athlete today should start to think about the need to educate themselves and to be able to reach out to resources that they can find to be able to start to think about making good financial decisions and what that may mean. But as you talked about earlier, the landscape is changing. And so I think that financial education will only grow as more opportunities become available for these student athletes, whether it be at IMG or anywhere. And it's important that people just become more educated as they have opportunities to do so.
Hey, financial literacy is a key for everybody. Doesn't matter if you're making a buck or you're making 100 million of them. It's very important. Hey, Greg, I appreciate the time. You have any last words to the audience, people listening all over the country?
No, listen, JR, thanks for having me on today. And again, I think it's the importance of that education over time that helps people change the course of their lives and the lives of their families, which is so important today. So the more education people are able to get, the better off they're going to be in terms of their finances going forward. But thanks so much for having me.
No doubt about it. Education, always the key for everything. It doesn't matter what it is in life. Thank you so much to Greg and for everything he's doing with Merrill and the partnership with IMG. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, yeah. Enter Sandman. The Mariano Rivera. Trying to shut things down. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love this. I like this part. Yeah, I like it a lot. Hey, thank you so much to our last guest, Greg McCauley, the head of Merrill Private Wealth Management. Thank you for coming. He came through and talked about money and saving. Easier said than done, right? Especially trying to tell this to your kids, or a lot of adults too. Anyway, I hope everybody does better with money than what they can, especially younger people. I mean, us older people, we're screwed. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let me not say that. Go ahead and hit rewind and learn something from Greg, okay? Get the Odyssey app and hit rewind. We've had a busy show. We got this Hall of Fame game still going on. They're in the third quarter right now. Texans leading the Bears 17-14 in a game that means absolutely nothing unless you're trying to make one of the teams or make a good first impression. We've been able to witness this brand new kickoff that the NFL has implemented starting with the 2024 season. Kickers by himself. The kicking team is closer to the return team to eliminate these high-speed crashes, for a lack of a better term. And we'll see how creative teams can get throughout the course of the regular season. And you have such a busy show. Mike Trout out for the rest of the season. Retore his meniscus. Sucks for him. You just heard Marco Belletti. DeAndre Hopkins, strained knee, out for about a month for now. Justin Herbert in a boot for 2 weeks, plantar fasciitis. Tariq Cohen retired for good. Gordon Hayward, formerly a Butler, also broke his leg with the Celtics. Gone, he's retiring. Simone Biles with a big win. Picked up another gold today, now has 6 gold medals. She's the most accomplished gymnast in U.S. sports history. Katie Ledecky got another medal today. She has a chance to pick up some gold tomorrow. This is a great time of year. The Olympics are on. You got training camp. Baseball had the trade deadline. We even got basketball because of the Olympics, okay? U.S. women won today. And so there's a lot going on. And you know what? I always at the end of the show do This Day in Sports. I can't believe I missed something yesterday because I saw the clip. Today is August 1st, but yesterday was July 31st. And I got to tell you, out of all the things that took place on July 31st in sports history, and hey, let me try and give you a little bit of a recap and show you how great of a sports host I am. Okay, Nolan Ryan won his 300th game. Kevin Garnett was traded from Minnesota to Boston. Those are a few things that took place on July 31st in sports history. How about in 1996? Kurt Angle. Yeah, you know the Olympic gold medalist, also the WWE guy. He won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck. The guy broke. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to this courtesy of ESPN. This took place on July 31st in 1996. And this is Ronda Rousey having this conversation with Kurt Angle. Take a listen.
I wasn't going to be cleared to wrestle in the Olympic trials in the Olympics unless I got this doctor to clear me. He had a doctor go with me to the trials, and the doctor would shoot me with 12 shots of Novocaine in my neck, so I couldn't feel the pain. And that's how I got through the Olympic trials. You know, 5 minutes before my match, the doctor would stick me with 12 shots. I'd go out and wrestle. I couldn't feel it. Wow. And then an hour later, I'd be in excruciating pain. So it was a good and bad trade-off, but it was worth it. It got me wrestling in the Olympics, and I won an Olympic gold medal. So I don't regret the decision I made, and I would do it over again if I had to.
Excuse me? Oh, my. Kurt Angle has, well, first of all, we did a lot of talking about injuries today in the show, unfortunately. And I said, if you're not a doctor, if you're not the athlete, if you're not in their bodies, don't say a word about what's going on. I don't want one shot in my neck. Kurt Angle had 12 Novocaine shots in his neck just so he could go out there and compete in the Olympics. He was in excruciating pain when it wore off. No thanks. This man abused his body for people's entertainment when he joined the WWE, WWF, whatever it was at the time. Kurt Angle is a tough you-know-what. And so for everybody out there on the couch that thinks because of their glory days in college or high school or, you know, this surgery or this pain or what, yeah, we all hurt. My back hurts right now. So does my neck. I'm here doing a radio show. I ain't Kurt Angle, and neither are you. And yeah, so we can talk about the athletes and the injuries, and they need to toughen up or they get these surgeries too many too soon. You listen to enough stories like that, there's a different respect level for a guy who has a broken neck and is taking 12 shots to go out and just complete a dream. And Kurt Angle, if you see him, I'm glad he's walking and talking, but damn it, his body and how he moves, he has certainly paid for it. He's only 55 years old, only 55. And damn it, I hope he's around for a long time. He certainly abused his body a whole hell of a lot. I'm mad I missed that yesterday. That was July 31st, 1996. But you know what? Today's a different day. It's August 1st. The year is 2024, and it's time to go back and take a look at, well, at least one thing that took place this day in sports history. Where's the interesting music?
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
That's the best quote ever. One day when I'm old, I'm going to hang that up. I'm going to paint that on the back of my car. I'm going to put that in my office. I'm going to hang that from a building. If I was 50 years younger, I would kick your ass. Anyway, hey, it's August 1st. Let's go back to August 1st. In 1996, he only got one for you today because we talked about Kurt Angle. Let's take a listen. Michael Johnson, Mr. Gold Shoes, he won the 200 meter, and he did it in record fashion here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the 96 Olympics. Let's take a listen, courtesy of Team USA in the Olympics.
Flash bulbs flashing, Otto Bolden away well. So is Frank Fredericks, and here comes Michael Johnson. They're approaching the top of the straightaway. Michael Johnson reaching deep. He has the lead, but Fredericks is still there, and so is Otto Bolden. But Michael Johnson has dead aim on the finish.
Yeah, well, listen, man, if I wore gold shoes, I'd be breaking records, too. He ran that 200 in 19.32 seconds. And what's going to be cool is that over the next couple of days, well, the track and field is going to start, folks. People are going to be looking at Sha'Carri Richardson and what she can do or what she can't do. People are going to be watching Noah Lyles. Yeah, we're moving to track and field. It's going to be very interesting and a lot of fun. Well, listen, folks, in the interest of time, that's all the hell I got for you today on this day in sports history. Yeah, sorry about that. You got the Google machine. You can go ahead and use it. Also, sorry about this, too. Hey, this is the last JR Sport Brief show of the week. What can I say? I'll be back with you on Monday. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for an amazing show. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, man. It was great to get behind the board again working with you. It's always a lot of fun, and it was a lot of fun again. Looking forward to the next opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. No doubt about it, man. Well, you working more over the weekend? You making all the money, right?
Trying my best. I'm in the same slot tomorrow with the Good Shepherd filling in this time slot, and then good. I'm going to be doing double duty fan tape, WFAN, for those who are unfamiliar, and some Infinity Sports Network tape on Saturday, so I'm getting double duty.
You're busy man, busy man. Listen, folks, if you missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to Landry Locker. We appreciate Landry for coming through. Thank you to Greg McCauley for coming through and dropping knowledge as well. Thank you to Nick Kosmider talking to us about the Broncos. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief show is done on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move. Stick around. There's more. Not me, though. I'll be back on Monday. Thank you so much, Chris Hess.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.